Hey guys, welcome to my podcast, I Can Relate. Hey friends, this is Rebecca Miller, and thanks for joining me today on episode 9. Today's podcast is extra special because I have my sister joining me, and we are going to be talking about what it was like to grow up in our home. Also, happy Mother's Day to everyone, and because it's Mother's Day, we wanted to share our own journey of motherhood. I also would like to dedicate this episode to our incredible mom, Jerry. And so, Mom, if you are listening, we love you, and we hope you enjoy this episode. All right, so I have my sister here on the phone, actually. I wish you were in my presence, but hey, Audrey, how are you?
Oh, I'm so
good. Are you glad to be on the podcast today?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh, good. Wait a second. Alexa's talking now. I'm gonna have to get up and mute her just a second here. Okay, so thanks again for bearing with us as Alexa was going off. And I do hope you enjoy this episode and you will take time to share it. And this is just really a lot of fun for my sister and I. And I think my sister is incredible. I've always admired her, looked up to her, compared myself to her, which has gotten me into trouble. But she is amazing and she has always been in my corner. And I just really am. I'm so honored that you are on the podcast today. And so go ahead and share with us just all about yourself.
All right. Well, thank you, Becky. In our home, currently, we have 6 children, but we do have 7 children. We have a daughter who's 25. She was 11 when my husband and I married. And then I have 4 of my own bio children, which ages 12, 11, 10, and 8. My son actually has his birthday today and is turning 8. And currently, 2 younger children in my home, Heath and I, over 3 years ago, the Lord had been working on our hearts about becoming foster parents. And we moved forward with that and became licensed foster parents almost 3 years ago. And since then, we've had a total of 12 children come through our home. We've seen children be saved. We've seen bio parents come to know Christ. And we're very thankful for, we really look at this as a ministry that God has called us to. And we currently have 2 young children in our home. We have a 3-year-old little girl and her half-brother that we got at 8 days old. And he's now almost 4 months. Mm-hmm. Also, a little bit about myself, which a lot of people that know me well know that I have a huge obsession with dogs, animals in general, but especially dogs.
And you have a big heart, and I think it shows up in these different ways, you know, with fostering and taking in stray animals or even just taking animals in general. Like, it just really shows how big of a heart my sister has.
I mean, yes, a big heart, but sometimes I think it's just, you know, you just have to be kind of crazy.
Yeah. Which crazy. You are a little more than me. I feel like I'm becoming, or I am, like a minimalist. Like, I don't, like, I just recently got my kids 2 fake dogs. Just 2. They were at BJ's and my mother-in-law texted me and they're just these hilarious, like, little toy dogs. And I was like, oh my goodness, grab those for the boys.
I think as time has gone on, I've kind of evolved into it too. Like, especially once we decided to do foster care.
Yeah.
It is such a crazy world. And
yeah.
So we just embraced it more because I think we knew that the Lord had called us to do it. You know, not ever putting yourself in a place where you say, you know, I won't do this, or, but saying, God, what do you want us to do? And what does that look like for our family?
I really think, what we're trying to talk about here is motherhood, and we all lead our lives differently. And again, it just goes back to the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so important for us not to compare, because God leads families in different things, and to not judge one another, but to cheer one another on. And I know, you know, my sister and I have had completely different journeys. So I was married before her. I've been married, it'll be 16 years in December. And then my sister got married about 3 years later. And I remember her calling us up and telling us that she was pregnant. And I remember being, mad about it. I mean, I was happy for her, but it had already been basically almost 3 years for us, and we had been wanting kids, and God just wasn't allowing us to. And so my story is it would be like year after year, she would be basically popping them out. And I was not able to even get pregnant. And of course, it wasn't for me and my husband. We weren't able to get pregnant until about 5.5 years into marriage. And then I miscarried. That was very difficult. And just, I remember the flood of emotions that I went through. And then 9 months later, I got pregnant again. And that was, of course, with our older son, who's 8, and that's Marcus. And we had him, basically, we had completed about 7 years of marriage. And then a couple months later, I delivered him. And so, and then I have another little boy who's 6. And I'm very thankful for them. And they are very high energy. But I am also very content with what God has given me. And I feel very blessed. I didn't even think or know that I could have kids. I wasn't really sure. I mean, they told me that it just was going to take longer. Not that I really couldn't have them, but it was going to take longer. And so, you know, as the years go on and the wait keeps happening, you just keep waiting for the good news. It's really difficult. It's very hard, and just keeping that emotion in check. And but So again, I'm so thankful for my boys, and really, they're both a blessing and challenging at times, but motherhood has its moments of challenge. And so even though my sister and I, like, we definitely, our stories are very different. I mean, you basically had 3 kids within like 3.5-4 years, right?
I'd only been married 3 months when I was thinking about that. You'd been married 3 years. I was married 3 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, found out that I was pregnant and like was in shock. And then, 13 months later, 13 months later, of course, 13 months later, my son was born. So many months into my oldest being born, I found out I was pregnant again. So yeah, they're almost 14 months apart, the 2 older ones. And that was, of course, a very overwhelming time in my life because they were so young. And you know, I really struggled having 2 close together.
Yeah.
You know, and again, every story is different, like you said. And you know, you're able to feel that pain that others have gone through that I don't understand, because I did not have to face that. And I think sometimes too, I have to remind myself, like, you know, it was easy for me, and you know, help me not to ever complain about that, because, you know, during that time, I'm not gonna lie, when I found out I was pregnant with my second son, you know, after barely giving birth to my first son, I was up crying and like devastated, honestly. But then I just had to reevaluate the situation and think, you know, I'm so fortunate that I'm thankful, because I've, you know, as moms, we are so hard on ourselves, and Mother's Day is coming up, and it's like, you know, we just feel like we never get it right. And sometimes we yell, and sometimes we get upset, and, you know, we regret all these things. And, but our children, you know, I think deep down, like, they know that we care, and they know that we love them.
I was thinking about something that someone had said when I was struggling to have kids, and I was becoming very obsessed with, like, I want kids. Like, why isn't this happening for me, right? And God, why won't you give me this? And one thing that this lady said to me was, you know, about time. You'll never get that time back, basically, with your husband. And I think about that, and I feel like I could have embraced that season even a little bit more. And don't get me wrong, we've had a great season of having no kids those first 7 years. But I would say that I think about that, and I think, oh, I should have embraced that a little bit more and not worried so much about not having the kids yet.
Yeah, that's good.
So just wanted to encourage you to whatever it is, and maybe you aren't a mom yet and you're listening to this and you're like me, you desired and you're finding you're getting anxious about it and really wanting it. I just encourage you to embrace wherever you're at right now, and embrace those things that God has given you. We've had some really great memories, and we are so appreciative of our parents. And I know, Audrey, you can feel free to chime in anytime.
Sure.
About that mutual feeling, but they were very real and they were authentic. And I really believe that my brother is a pastor today and my sister serves the Lord in her church and serves her family well and is very giving. And my husband and I were serving in a ministry here in Maryland. And I believe that it's because of God's mercy, yes, but I also believe that we had some parents who they were just really real and they really loved God and they just showed us what it was like to have a real relationship with God. And my dad has had, I know he's had like 31 surgeries or something like that, but he's had 13 or 14 spinal surgeries over the years. He's also had a brain disease. And we walked through that with our dad. But my mom showed just so much grace and faith and real reliance on God. And that has spoken volumes to me as a mother. Walking through kind of a pandemic and just kind of wondering, you know, when the future seems uncertain, and just remembering her girding up her strength in the Lord to get her through some really difficult times and some uncertain times. Sometimes financially that were uncertain because my dad was so sick, couldn't work. At one time he had to even resign his church because of the brain disease. He was stuttering and going into seizures. And I just feel so incredibly blessed to have the mom that we had and how she exhibited such faith.
So mom and just, you know, the grace that she displayed as we had to go through some difficult changes with dad's decline in his health, her having to go back to work and make sure that, you know, we were all cared for as a family. And then just to see that she never had an angry spirit towards dad. She loved him. She never one time blamed him or made him feel like somehow this was his fault. That was a very valuable lesson to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I'm not always good at, you know, in my own life, but spoke volumes to me as she just did what had to be done.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, she definitely was such an example of that. And I just hope that I can obviously have that same spirit of grace and all of that. But and she made it fun, you know, even when we had to live in, like, I now that, you know, we're grown, right, we have our families. And we're so spoiled. And I think about how we lived then and then how I'm living now.
Yeah.
And like mom lived, like I put myself thinking, what if I was living like that right now? You know, living in a church I have done that once and it was so rough. And I just feel like she did everything without complaining and she was super resourceful and did the best that she could with whatever the situation was or, you know, whatever was at her disposal.
I really do appreciate mom's spirit and I appreciate her strong faith in the Lord and how she was unwavering in that. And anytime there was a difficulty, even in our life growing up, or just something she needed to counsel us on, she would always take us back to God's word. God was always in the center. And I think for us as moms, sometimes we get busy comparing ourselves or feeling like, wow, I just feel so inadequate. But I just want to remind us of the two verses in Proverbs 31. And these, God just really kind of really spoke to me recently when I was reading these and really helped me put some things in perspective. So Proverbs 31 says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. And I just want to leave us with those verses. And anytime you're feeling like, you know, man, I'm feeling like I'm barely holding on in motherhood or my faith is being tested. Just remember to continue to do what God has requested us to do. He's asked us to do, and it's to fear him. And so I just want to encourage you and leave you with that. And I want to say thank you, Audrey, for being on the podcast. And we have so many more memories, and we won't bore you with all of them. But we are so thankful for our childhood. We are thankful for our parents, and thankful for all that God has done in our life and the things that He's taught us through different trials. And I think if we can embrace those and not fight against what God is doing in our life, we can find that true joy in motherhood. So thank you again, Audrey.
Definitely.
Yeah. Any closing words you want to say before I end the podcast?
Thank you for letting me get on here and do this with you. It's a lot of fun. I hope we get to do it again. And
yeah, I hope so too. I mean, not I hope so. I know we will. I hope so too. Well, we'll see. Let's see if you pass the test. No.
Yeah.
No. I love you, Audrey, and I am thankful for you. And you are truly a light among so many people. And I've always looked up and admired you. And thank you again for being on the podcast. And if this podcast has encouraged and strengthened your heart, or you just feel like someone needs to hear it today, another friend of yours, and they don't even have to be a mom, you can go ahead and share this podcast right now. And if you haven't already subscribed, please, please subscribe to the I Can Relate podcast. We will talk next time on our next episode, which I'm actually doing two this month in May, and we have a special guest coming on at the end of May, and I look forward to connecting with you then. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time on the I Can Relate podcast.